A 96 gun salute. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That was at London's Hyde Park this morning. A shot fired for every year of Queen Elizabeth's life. Cannons also went off in similar tributes in other areas of Britain on this first of 10 days of mourning.
We remember the pledge she made on her 21st birthday to dedicate her life to service.
New Prime Minister Liz Truss addressed a special session of Parliament.
Never has a promise been so completely fulfilled.
King Charles III, her son who ascended to the throne, has just arrived in London and will address Britain in 4 hours. Tributes have poured in from around the world. Here in the U.S., this British woman heard the news while traveling in Boston and
burst into tears. I'm 71 and I've known nothing else. Nothing else.
President Biden paid tribute going to the British embassy, calling the Queen incredibly gracious. He then addressed Democrats, pushing abortion rights and a ban on so-called assault weapons as priorities if they keep control of Congress in the elections.
The extreme set of MAGA Republicans has chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. And that's what their game is.
Republicans are calling him divisive, insulting millions of Americans. They're mourning around Marietta, Georgia, the day after two sheriff's deputies in the Atlanta area were murdered as they planned to serve a warrant.
They was ambushed as they got out of the cars, and they was talking with the suspect, and that's when shots were fired.
That's Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens. Two suspects who were barricaded in a home for hours surrendered just before midnight. A Lexington, Kentucky police officer was shot and wounded by a suspect who was killed in return fire. North Korea's leader remains defiant. Kim Jong-un warning he'll never give up his nuclear weapons as North Korea's legislature passes a law triggering an automatic response if he's attacked. America's listening to Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
At the same gathering of Democrats last night in Maryland, President Biden took a shot at Republican lawmakers over the infrastructure law that some in the GOP did support, but most did not.
I see them out there, and now we're going to build this new bridge here. We're all for it. And by the way, this new road, and we're going to have an internet that's going to be all the way. I love them, man. They ain't got no shame.
Today, he goes to Ohio.
The president will visit Licking County, Ohio, near Columbus, the site of a $20 billion Intel semiconductor facility.
This is important. This is important because as we talk about the gas prices, the president has been very clear. One of his priorities as it comes to the economy, as it relates to the economy, is to lower costs for the American people.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will speak about the recently passed CHIPS Act, providing tens of billions of dollars in federal funding for companies to expand microchip production. Ohio is also a key state in the upcoming midterms with an open Senate race that could determine control of the chamber. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, she mentioned gas prices. They're down an 87th straight day from the record high, another penny. Now $1.28 less than the all-time high in June. AAA's national average for regular is now just under $3.74 per gallon. That is still 55 cents more than we were paying last year. On Wall Street, stocks could surge a third day in a row, rebounding from recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points. The NFL season kicked off last night. The defending champion Rams blown out at home in Los Angeles.
The Buffalo Bills showed why they entered the season as the betting favorite to win a championship this year, making a statement with a 31-10 beatdown of the defending Super Bowl champion Rams. Bills quarterback Josh Allen, one of the favorites for NFL MVP this season, threw for 297 yards and three touchdowns.
That's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.